And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky! This is Punky! This is Punky! Gooper Gooper!
Good evening.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I sound a bit quiet in my headphones.
Do you?
Yeah.
Hang on.
Yeah, how's about that? Oh, now I'm good. Now I'm good.
God, always complaining.
Now I can hear me better than anything else. Well done for finding us. Now, last week I said I got a cold, didn't I?
Yes.
And this week you've got a cold.
I've got some kind of hay fever
or something.
Slash now, cold, now, slash my wrists.
The thing is, Tone, that if you remember, I wasn't a big girl about it.
No.
But you're quite a big girl about being ill.
Yeah, yeah.
And you say things like, I've got a headache behind my eye and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Just so our new listeners know that you might be a little bit girly this
week.
You might be all right, though. This is The Needles, of course. Hey, it's a Full Steam Records special, by the way.
Full Steam Records?
Full Steam Records off Finland.
Ah.
Full Steam Records off Finland. I'm only trying to help you, Finland. And thank you very much to Silke for sending us this week. Primarily because we love Sweatmaster on this show. And Sweatmaster are now signed to Full Steam Records.
Yes.
But they've also sent us loads of their other stuff as well. So this week's show, the music is a little bit different to normal. Not that we've got normal.
No.
But
of all the words to describe punky, normal's not one.
Yeah. But it ain't so punk this week. That's what I'm saying, basically. But one of the bands are... The bands we've got, just so you know up front, Sweatmaster, Lapco, No Shame, Damn Seagulls, Disco Ensemble, and Sweatmaster again.
Cool.
And they've all... It's all in English, mate.
Oh, that's all right, man.
I know, because I thought, oh, no, we're going to have to play load of Finnish, but...
We're all right.
Turns out we're all right, yeah.
Good, good.
We haven't got a word of the week this week.
No.
And I have got the stuff about the Austrian town I was supposed to do last week.
Oh, yes.
I am pleased about that. So, look, should we just get on with it, then?
I think we should.
Because we have got a competition to win the new Sweatmaster album, Animal. We've got four copies to give away. He sent us five, but you're having one.
Hey,
so
excellent.
We've got four copies to give away, and we will be doing the question towards the end of the show. So if you'd like to get hold of the new Sweatmaster album, you'd have to listen to the whole thing. Tone, what I want to know is, straight up, is what is Sweatmaster's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Sweatmaster.
It is?
Yeah.
It's Tony One, Paulie B in the internet now. This is the first track, track one, off the album. Now, I have listened to the whole album because I love Sweatmaster.
Yeah.
But I just love this one. This is Down to Size.
At the early day, calling her name, came the wind, said, isn't it okay if I take her back? You didn't have a say. Listen tight, there's something you must do when you meet again, where the night has no end. After all, sips of clouds, screams around, screaming out, but no one seems to know. In a world of your own. But tonight you'll be on your own, and there's no one to call your own. She is there, but you know that she's gone. It is time.
How good is that?
That's ace.
It is good, isn't it? You weren't sure about it, were you? When I played Spades, you started.
That's the second time I've heard it, so this time I'm like, okay, that's all
it
right.
It is just such a great... We were just saying that if you go and see a band and you've never seen them before and they opened with that, you just go, oh, here goes.
Yeah.
Sweatmaster are just magic. I love them. So, Tone, this week I have listened to both Total Talk Nonsense and Air Out My Shorts, our two favourite podcasts.
Yes.
And I have to say that they are as good as ever, and I do reckon... I'm sorry that I haven't got more information about that, but we just don't have time to talk about it anymore, do we? But we do listen. I haven't been listening much recently. I've got back on the podcast horse.
Yeah,
basically. And both great shows this week. And I'll tell you what, she is sexy. That John.
Yes.
Yeah. Do make sure if you have time to listen to more podcasts than this one, make sure you check out Air Out My Shorts and Total Talk Nonsense. Right, MySpace. Latest comments. They're both on our MySpace page as well.
Cool. Yes.
Excellent. So
we've added them at the top and stuff, haven't we?
Oh yeah, we've done a special bit on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the text.
We've done a special bit on them in the text.
Because we're special.
And that's a nice link. Cause obviously, MySpace latest comments. A little bit quiet this week. We've had a lot of band spam this week rather than comments from listeners. Make sure you do leave comments for us on our MySpace page because we do read out the best ones. Here comes a few. The first one really made me laugh. Like, because it's cross-pollinating like crazy. Because it's a Facebook screen capture.
Oh.
And it just says, Paul B. Edwards and Tony Hearn are now friends.
Oh.
And then it goes, oi, gosh. Gosh. I'm UP, by the way. Amanda Nandanandanandanandanandan.
Nodden.
Yes. Amanda Nodden. We have now got a Facebook. During the MySpace comments, we've both fallen in love with Facebook, haven't
Facebook's
we?
Facebook's all right. You know what?
After thinking Facebook was shit, I think it's fucking hilarious now.
I could learn to love again.
And we do something different to other people on Facebook. But if you're on Facebook, you'll have to go to our profiles or add us as friends do. You just put in our names, don't you? We haven't got any proper references that we can read out. Just go in all networks, Paul B. Edwards, I'm right at the top. All networks, Tony, right down the bottom, as you'd expect.
You know.
Punky Radio is the best. I love Punky Radio. Thanks, Punky Radio. Oh, no, I've done this wrong. Punky Radio is the best. I love the Punky Radio. Thanks. Punky Radio, Osama Bin Laden.
Always listening then.
Osama's listening, yeah.
Bless him.
We did his we did his MySpace profile of the month last week. He was made up about it. Absolutely made up about it.
So he should be.
Yeah. Tar for the ad, lads. By the way, how'd you get three prostitutes on a stool? Turn it upside down. Boom, boom!
Oh, just wait till him.
John Codger.
Nice.
Thank you, John. If you do have a crap joke, make sure, and you're on MySpace, make sure you do leave it on our MySpace page, and obviously if it's shit enough we'll read it out.
Too right.
Punky, it's been a while. I've been adventuring around Florida, but at least I've had Punky accompanying me along the way. Kayla. Oh. One of our faves, Kayla.
Excellent.
She never lets us down.
Always coming back.
This one's quite nice, mainly for the name. Thanks for the ad. We listen online and love the show. Keep it up and keep in touch. And that's from Kareem Abdul Guitar. Do you know why that's funny?
No.
Because Kareem Abdul Jabbar, one of the best basketball players ever, mate.
And it was an airplane.
Was he?
Yeah, he was one of the pilots.
That's how you know him, of course, because whereas I know him from real life,
he lives in
my
bubble.
From Fantasyland.
Yeah, he lives in a little case on my shelf.
Goodness sake. MySpace.com/punkyradio. Please do leave a comment on the page. And please do feel free to listen to other podcasts. As I say, I was listening to the Russell Brand one that was number one.
Oh, was it?
In iTunes, but he's falling like a stone.
Is he?
And they're trying to work out why. And I've had a listen to it. And I do, to be fair, I actually think it's quite good.
Yeah.
But I've got to say, man, It's not as good as Punky.
I don't like him. I don't know what
it's
it is.
It's not as good as Punky. I like it when he talks to Noel Gallagher. We can't talk to Noel Gallagher. We ain't famous like that.
Nah. But it is, Noel is funny. But
it is
Russell,
quite
I don't
good.
Think is.
I do think it is quite good, but it's not as good as us.
Nah.
No. Right, Tony, have you got any podcasts, Daddy?
I do. If you haven't voted so far this month, please vote next month. It's on the Tuesday, which hopefully probably when this show's coming out, maybe. It's the 1st of May, so do vote for us again. Go to Podcast Alley.
Very important.
Very important.
Please do. We mean it.
I think we were number two again this month.
Number two.
Go to punkyradio.com. Top of the screen, there's an important please vote for us link. Hit that and enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments.
Yes, we do.
And here be the top four.
Here be the top four.
Yarr. For justice. This is a vote for justice.
Is it?
From W. Fishkley. Fishkley.
Right.
Punky rocks.
It's a vote for justice.
Yeah. Punky is the show that's wildly funny and slightly educational. This show is the shit.
It is.
From Not Enough 36.
Thank you. Oh, Not Enough 36. Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. I think we've got more for them later on.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Bless
Quite
you.
Quite excited about that, actually.
Tony needs twats.
Yes, he does.
A couple of months ago, that would have been the understatement of the fucking century. But the bastard seems doing well for himself lately. Jar, jar, dizzy, good jar. Heard Tony Meister. That's from Lord Raylock. So it's good
Why
to see that he's branching out.
Why
do
you do it in an Australian accent then?
I can't do Australian accent.
Yeah, pass it here, pass it here, pass it here.
All right.
Need to clear me fucking throat, mate. All right. A couple of months ago, struth, that would have been the understatement of the fucking century. But the bastard seems to be doing well for himself lately. Ja, ja, das ist gut, Herr fucking Tony Meister. Regards, Lord Raylock. By the way, we won the fucking cricket again.
That's
better.
It's good to see he's still there. I'm not allowed out of the country.
In jail.
Yeah, in jail. In Australia.
It's where he's safest.
Not with a visa. That's all I can say. But yeah, yard, yard. Thank you very much. I love the Germans. What can I say?
Well, I don't know. What can you say? You can't say much German, that's for sure.
No. Mit means with.
Well done.
Thank you. Not sure I get the gist. Punky is one of the most consistently good podcasts
yes, it
being
is.
Produced today. It has an almost unbelievably effective mix of humour and high-quality music.
Yes,
and lately,
it does.
Even a little politics.
Yes.
We recently heard Apologist Paul Lee's analysis of
Apologist?
The African slave trade.
What's he talking about?
And how colonised puppet governments, the African ones, are more to blame than powerful post-enlightenment democracies.
Listen.
Specifically England.
He needs to listen. Sorry,
I'm sure next week we will hear how that whore shouldn't have been out late dressed like that in the first place. At least Tony has a soul. That's from Zephyr.
No, Zephyr. In
That's
fact, you're going to hear what I meant the other week that you clearly weren't fucking listening to. I didn't say that slavery is the responsibility of modern despotic regimes in Central and West Africa, did I, Tony?
No,
no,
I can't remember ever
right.
used the word despotic ever.
What I said was that we weren't the only ones to blame and some other people should hold their hands up. And actually, interestingly, when I was doing Southampton Junglers last week, I was having a chat with a guy called Adam Crow. And Adam was saying, he just brought it up. He said he was really pissed off that Tony Blair had apologised for slavery. I went, oh, open the floodgates. Après-moi, le deluge. Yeah. Right? And I went, yeah, I know, it really fucks me off. Before I could say anything, he said, I was reading this thing that said, basically, the slaves, most of the initial slaves were sold by Arab slave traders from the continent of Africa, which was my point.
Yeah.
I said, if we're going to apologise for slavery, then surely the Arabic nations in Africa should hold their hands up as well, if they've got to. Maybe just put one up.
Yeah.
But don't steal that orange, right? That was all I was saying, basically, that we weren't just the only ones responsible, but we're being made to feel by our own government like we were the only ones responsible. If that makes me an apologist, fair enough. But frankly, you can go fuck yourself.
That's fair. Going to the point.
I think it is. I think it is. Because I wasn't trying to be outrageous about it.
No.
And I wasn't trying to stand up for that shit-ass Blair. All I was saying was, we weren't the only people to blame, and it's about time and a few people started fucking noticing that.
Cool.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, I can't comment because I don't understand politics.
No, you don't.
But Tony Blair was in that film called The Queen, which I watched.
Oh, wasn't he in Oh, no, that was Hugh Grant. I was going to say he wasn't in Love, actually. But that was actually an actor. Next song, Tone. Next song.
Welcome to my bubble. It's nice, isn't it?
Oh, no.
Feels good.
I'm melting. Next band, Lapco. Tone.
Okay.
Lapco, right? They're from Finland. They're on Full Steam Records. It's not punk.
It's not punk.
But it's interesting.
Ooh.
And I've just noticed it's 3 minutes 33 long. Do you know the significance of 3:33?
It's half 6:66.
Exactly. They could be halfway to hell. You see what I've done there? Halfway to hell. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Lapco.
Yeah, you're right. Ooh. It's Tony T, Paulie B, the Internet
Gets
Nil.
In.
And this is Scandal. It's got a really nifty start.
Nifty?
That's why I picked this one, yeah.
Ooh.
It's got a really... It's,
how nifty?
It's a Bobby Dazzler.
Ooh, bless it.
That is Lapco, and that is Scandal from the album Scandal. Find out more about Full Steam Records. We will have most of the bands and Full Steam Records on our Top Friends this week, so you will be able to check them all out, and I recommend you do, simply because they're a good way into the Finnish music scene, because on their Top Friends, they've got all their favourite Finnish bands. What did you look all excited about then? You just went, ooh.
Did I?
Yeah. That was a bit weird. I've left my phone on, by the way. I'm okay. Expecting comedians to ring up. Oh, no.
All right.
Yeah, just because I have to, basically. Because
I left
got
my phone on. I'm hoping friends will phone me, but no. It's not ringing days.
No.
No.
So, what's happened? Tony, have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, God forbid! What are you going to do about that, then?
I don't know, really.
This is the dead 60s, by the way. Cemetery Surfers before then.
Look, if you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with a twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. As I say, not got one this week. If I get one this week, I will have one next week, and I'll be all happy again.
Yes, we need twat.
I need twat.
I really need twat.
But in the meantime, I like quite a little pause. It made me feel kind of special. I finally got.
Give me your twat again.
I finally got the iTunes reviews from the US iTunes Store music store.
Oh, well done,
Ingham and Bob.
Well done. We're featured in comedy, of course. I don't know whether we are in the American one, but we are.
Are we changing that back?
We're first page in the British one.
Are we?
Well, I don't know. We can't do anything about it, can we?
Yeah, I'm sure we could.
Can we?
Probably.
All right.
Maybe.
Well.
Oh, well.
Let's make a few discreet inquiries.
Let's do that.
iTunes, please review us on iTunes. It helps us get up onto the featured page, which helps us get up the charts, etc., etc. You do us a favour.
Yep, and we'll read out your reviews when we find them and stuff. This is Punky.
You sniffer.
Sorry, I'm ill. I'm going to keep talking about it because I'm ill.
Because you're a big girl, yeah,
I'm a big
girl. I knew this would happen.
Gooper. This did
produce. Gooper, you don't even say that any conviction. Gooper.
Leave me alone, I'm ill. See that? See what I did there? What?
Oh. This track claims to be 7 minutes long.
You're taking the piss. Gooper.
Oh, that's better.
These two British smack tods really know how to make me laugh.
Yes, we do.
Whether it's insulting Kimblerds.
Talk
about Canard Nardens.
Or
listen to Punky Tony trying to do a Scottish accent. The music's awesome too. Overall, the best hour of my week, and everyone must listen to it or face the rather
Milky Pants.
And that's by Milky Pants.
Wow.
Aww.
Thank you, Milky Pants.
Every time somebody calls themselves a punky word, it's like a little child.
It is.
It's like a little children. Aww.
It's like a little baby.
Oh, bless. Ooh. Punky is great. These guys are funny and play great music.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, it's right. I'm back from Vegas Biker.
Thank you, Vegas Biker.
Smack Tards Anonymous.
Hey!
The work of two genius Brits.
Hey,
genius,
what can I say?
In the way a four-year-old can make a really nice macaroni art piece for the fridge. Anyway, I recommend it for anyone with an affinity for punk, a strong dislike for Kinblurs, and those who are perpetually making up words when they're drunk.
A poog!
Hey. From Deja Turtle.
I've made some macaroni artwork for the pavement before.
How sweet.
That can be the word of the week.
What a beautiful image.
Different word for vomit. Macaroni artwork.
Macaroni artwork.
Let's have it.
Oh, Oi, Ruby.
Ruby.
Soho. I don't know. This podcast rocks.
Yes,
keep it up. Tea-sucking psychobillies. That's some blue chicken.
Thank you, Blue Chicken.
Punk is great. If you have an immature sense of humour,
I do.
If you enjoy profanity,
I do.
If you think British accents are sexy,
I do.
If you appreciate punk music,
I do.
Subscribe now!
I have.
You won't regret it because punk is great.
I won't.
That's some fits.
Is it? I do. And it's not. Yes! Where are we? Half an hour in and we say something funny.
Something like that. I love this podcast.
I do too.
Excellent music.
Oh, sorry, is this a review?
And great commentary. Listen to them during work makes my job almost tolerable.
I just think it does.
From Artsy Girl.
Thank you, Artsy Girl.
Awesome. This is the best to be created after bread. Great show, guys.
Yeah, they're a shit band.
From Wanker.
Wanker?
Mm.
Hey. There is, of course, a musician called... I know, he's called Wayne King.
That's Wayne King, yeah.
It's Wayne King, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the guy who's the guy that smashes records up on stage.
Woody But Muddy.
Yeah.
And his record graveyard. Yeah, he brings out Wayne King.
That's where I've seen it. He supported
he's
Rob
fantastic.
Newman.
Oh, once. Did he?
Yeah.
I love him. His real name, William.
Really?
William Wilding. A good friend of mine, actually.
Ah, yeah, good bloke.
Yeah, he's a good bloke.
Best thing ever. Makes my day every time I hear these British punksters.
Excellent.
Keep on going with the amazing chat slash music.
We will.
From Metal Deadhead.
Is that chat slash and music?
Chat and slashing. Always slashing.
And macaroni artwork.
Macaroni artwork. Yeah, right. I've not been sick in ages. Anyway.
I might go outside and have a go at painting some macaroni
Let's
artwork.
Make some art.
Let's see if I can't fucking...
Pass me the vodka.
Gland blast it.
And this is the final review, and this, right. So this is a doozy.
Oh, this is a doozy,
I'm
Judge.
Feeling the love on this one.
Are you?
Hello, Gavner. One star review, by the way.
What?
Crikey, this is sure a bit of a laugh for you tea and crumpet munchers out there. Right, yeah. Do you understand what the hell these crackerjacks are bloking about? Better yet, do you understand where I'm coming from, bloke? Seriously, I don't speak Brit, and they're annoying like you wouldn't believe.
Are we?
Marcus of the Cog.
Well, Marcus of the Cog, can't you go and fuck yourself with a pickaxe handle?
Thing is, when you in iTunes, you can click on his name and find out what else he's reviewed.
Can
you remember what he's reviewed?
He
gave bad reviews to everything.
Except
like,
for...
this is rubbish, yeah. This is shit, these should kill themselves.
Yeah.
Until you get to, like... the computer games, and he goes, oh, this is
I
great.
Love games.
This
I
is
love
the best
games,
game I've ever played.
I should think.
I spent hours on this because I've
got a life! I should think what probably happened was.
What?
That he'd been wanking so much that when he came to give us 5 stars, he'd only reached the keyboard once. And then he's wankers. He had wankers wrist, didn't he?
He had a bit of a wanky arm and he couldn't quite move the mouse properly.
Yeah, I should think so. Yeah, I should think so.
Also explains the really bad language in typing.
Yeah, but. I mean, we said that we read them out, and we read them all out, basically. And they've all been 5 stars, except one.
Except one.
But it's one star.
Who is quite seriously a twat.
Who is quite...
There you go.
There's an is
Marks
a twat
of
for
the
you.
Cog is a twat.
Hold on, Tone.
Hang on. So Marcus of the Cog...
is a twat. So we did have one after all.
Finally, it all comes around, you see.
I think he might live in a German town, Tone. Ask me why. Why
do you think that?
Well, because this article came through. I can't remember who sent it through to me, but it did make me laugh. Now, I did double check, and it's not an April Fool.
Right.
It isn't an April Fool. It is a true story, but it's just fantastic. And this has come through, right, is it under the headline Germans Not Amused, it says British tourists have left the residents of one charming Austrian village effing and blinding by constantly stealing the signs for their oddly named village. While British visitors are finding it hilarious, the residents of fucking are failing to see the funny side. So, only one kind of criminal ever stalked the sleepy 32-house village near Salzburg on the German border. Cheeky British tourists, armed with a sense of humour and a screwdriver. Yeah, Swedish shit, aren't they? But the local authorities are hitting back, and with the signs are now set in concrete. Police Chief Commandant Schmidtberger is on the lookout. We will not stand for the fucking signs being removed, the officer said.
He's also a vampire.
Yes. It may be very amusing for you British. Ha, ha, ha. But fucking is simply fucking to us. What is this big fucking joke? It is puerile. Local tourist guide Andreas Kremuller said it was only the British that had a fixation with fucking.
Yeah.
The Germans all want to see the Mozart House in Salzburg, he explained. Swedish again. Every American seems to care only about the sound of music. The 1965 film shot around Salzburg. The occasional Japanese wants to see Hitler's birthplace in Braunau. But for the British, it's all about the fucking. Guesthouse manager Augustina Lindbauer described the village's breathtaking lakes, forests and vistas. Yet still there is this obsession with fucking, she said. Just this morning, I had to tell an English lady who stopped by that there were no fucking postcards. If that's not true, it's a great story.
Of course it's funny.
I think it's true.
Of April Fools...
Talking of April Fools...
Did you notice that on my shorts, they kind of like fell for Total Talk Nonsense as April Fools?
Well, yeah, but also because Total Talk Nonsense were going on about what they thought was a hoax.
Right.
On Mediocre Show, who we haven't listened to for ages either.
No.
It all got very confusing, didn't it?
Oh, it's all wrong.
It all got very confusing. But the thing is now, you know, because they've got time to talk to each other and that, whereas we used to be going backwards and forwards with them, we're so... busy now.
We don't
get the chance, and I feel a bit left out now, because when I listen to them, they go on about each other and how great they are, and they maybe give us a little mention here and there, but it's not the same. But anyway,
but at least we're still here.
Yeah,
you know, trying to do the show the best we can, whenever we can for you, the listening public
in North Korea. Right, next song.
Yes,
next song. Yeah, right. So. About Tommy has some punk, innit?
Innit?
No Shame. No Future for the Kids. This is also, obviously, on Full Steam. It's a Full Steam Records special. This is from the album White of Hope Turning Back Black. White of Hope Turning Black. And it's by the band of No Shame. This band fucking kick mother-loving arse.
Mother-loving arse.
If you had this turned up loudly in your headphones, it would probably induce macaroni artwork. I reckon, because it used to go, gah! It's so good, you vom.
Nice. I know, put that in your sleeve.
What is their website?
NoShame.net.
I feel no shame at all.net.
It was .net.
It was .net. You got that one, yeah. That might be a clue for later. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and Internet 1.
Okay.
And this is No Future for the Kids.
Forces of darkness roaming through the world, kept between contrast, crossed ever wider. Meanness and greed are taught on TV as virtues, not vices. Jobless sisters end, I won't go away next season. Get killed with friends in the classroom for no apparent reason. Depression and ulcer are the most common diseases. Sick of the old, left to lie in the pieces. Competition's hard, you gotta be the best. It's me, 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 and fuck the rest. You can't have any friends when everyone's your rival.
Shame. What do you think of that, Tony? You were happier with that one, weren't you?
Yeah.
You were going,
it's a bit more
that's
nice,
more like normal punky.
Yeah, that's what we are. Like,
there you go. Do you know what? I reckon they would lend themselves very well to the Hussy Skunk playlist, as it goes.
Yeah.
And
that's true.
Hello to our listeners on Hussy Skunk. Hello.
Hi.
But do make sure, if you haven't done already, it's another way to hear the show. And there's old shows played out on it randomly, and they have an excellent playlist on there as well. Really excellent playlist on there. Do visit hussyskunk.com. They're in our MySpace top friends. All right, it's time to sell out, Tony.
Is it that time again?
This is Zombie Ghost Train.
Time flies.
Have you had a chance to have a look at GoDaddy yet?
Nine.
You haven't, have you? What, nine times? You must know all about it. Off you go.
No.
Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go onto GoDaddy.com, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SLs.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting. That's right, all you would-be Tonys out there, you can have
that.
A go as well. And if you make an order through them, if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's the number one, into the space provider, you can get an additional 10% off. And it's particularly good in the if you're in the UK, as well, because there is now a Punky 2 code which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over £25. It has to be good. And why is it so good if you're in the UK, Tony?
Because that exchange rate, baby.
Exactly. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
I'm getting good at that. You are getting good at that.
Tony, can you wrap up the T-shirts, please?
Yeah, sure.
In brown paper.
Okay, so we have a Cafe Press merchandise store. Cafepress.com/punkyradio. And it's our closing down sale.
It is, yeah.
Everything must go, including the store.
Yeah, and so, no discount.
No discount, because they don't... Well,
we don't make any money off
it. We don't make any money anyway.
But just if you want a T-shirt from it, you've got to get in there.
If you want a T-shirt or anything. Now, don't forget, the Cafe Press not only do T-shirts, they also do mugs and clocks and... So mouse mats,
if you want
all that
anything
kind of
like
stuff.
That, because we haven't actually put designs up. If you want anything like that, then you need to get in touch with
you. If you just want that with the Punky Radio logo on it or anything like that, just email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with your request. And I shall try to acquiesce if we can.
But look at you with your long words.
I love that word. I don't know why. I just do. Yeah. But yes, so it's cafepress.com/punkyradio, or go to punkyradio.com and hit the store link. Hopefully we will be able to get a new T-shirt store at some point, but for now, you have to the end of May, and then that's it.
Yes, and they're very good. And there are some photos on our Facebook.
On our MySpace Facebook.
On our Facebook page, we've got some extra photos on there of people in Punky T-shirts, haven't we?
We have. And they are
quality. Oh, sorry, that's in the Punky group as well. There's a Punky group on Facebook.
Yeah, we've added as many as we've got.
Thanks so much, Chris, for doing that, by the way.
And if you do buy yourself a T-shirt, do send us a picture to tony@punkyradio.com.
Yeah.
And we'll stick it up on the
web
somewhere.
We'll stick it up somewhere. I'm always sticking it up somewhere, Tony.
Yeah.
I can't stop myself sticking it up somewhere.
Who fits?
Hey, damn seagulls. So That is Damn Seagulls, and that is from the album Soul Politics, and that track's halfway through it, Dirty Soul Radio, track 5. Like to find out more about them, Tony, what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to go to their, is it their MySpace or their website? Their MySpace page. What do you think it is?
MySpace.com/ Damski Seagulls.
Damski Seagulls?
Damski Seagulls, yeah, yeah.
No, it's Damn Seagulls. No, I will let you have that, Tony. I will, because I'm not a bad man. I will. It's MySpace.com/ Damn Seagulls. I believe that makes it Tony 3. Poorly being the internet one.
I think you're right.
Zombie Ghost Train sorted us out with the sellout. This is Mustang Lightning. And it's time, Tone. I'm pleased to say it's time for...
Yep.
Judgmental.
Oh, no.
Judgmental's back.
Oh, not more stink.
I know.
It stinks the forest out. It takes
really
us weeks to get it out of the bark.
Now, listen, if you have a situation that you need Judgmental to judge, please do send an email to poorlyb@punkyradio.com, typing your email, Judgmental. That's what the Manic Hispanic did, and here goes. This is a bit of an epic. This could be a 2 cinnamon gum moment.
Oh,
I'm not sure.
Right? Dirty.
I have recently started listening to your show and found out I freaking love it. One of the episodes I've listened to heard Paulie B's alter ego Judgmental. Great stuff. After that, you said you ran out of Judgmentals pretty quickly. So, a vote for punk is a vote for justice. I think he's the same fellow that they like.
Yes.
Right. I voted, and here's a Judgmental for you to chew on. I work at a restaurant as a busboy. Shitty job, I know, but I want to be a chef someday so it works out. It's a hellhole. I even have to work with a complete Kinblurred emo fag on Fridays sometimes. One night, he was in the back of the kitchen listening to Hawthorne Heights. He was seriously one more him saying my life sucks away from me stabbing him in the eye with a steak knife. I don't think that's the way to become a chef, by the way, but you will get punky points. Anyways, I digress. So do I. My restaurant is family-owned, so we're financially pretty much on our own. One of the people who works there loves to gamble a lot. She comes in and sits down at the bar and plays Keno and does scratch cards for hours. Now, normally I wouldn't give a crap about someone's gambling problem. She's the restaurant's owner and manager. Also, I can only guess she's using the restaurant's budget to fund her gambling fetish. She gambles so much. I ask Judgmental for help because the staff realise our boss's gambling problem. The thing is, it's really funny to watch. She comes in and drains all her money into Keno and scratch cards. She's very unlucky and almost never wins. Then begins to swear and scream at the machines. Then she leaves, clearly pissed off. Where am I? Then she leaves, clearly pissed off, only to call at about 11 at night to ask the bar if he can put in another set of numbers for Keno for her. It's a fucking riot. So, Judgmental, what should I do? Get the staff to tell her about a gambling problem and possibly get us all fired. Our boss is an enormous twat. Or just laugh at her antics as the restaurant goes into a slow downward spiral. Great show, great music, keep it up. Always listening.
Always listening.
The Manic Hispanic. P.S. Tell Tony I might have a twat to send him sometime down the road. I live in a town of complete smacktards.
Well, do send it then.
Now.
Please.
This is quite possibly the most involved Judgmental we've had so far.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a 2 cinnamon gum change as I metamorph into Judgmental. Right?
Stinks.
You're not happy about this, are you, Tony?
Yeah, it stinks.
But the first one's him. You are my witness, yeah? First one's
yeah.
him. And second one's going in now. This is going to be big. This is going to be a real fucking freak out. I can see it. I'm a bit concerned, I'll be honest with you. It hasn't kicked in quite yet.
No?
No.
Maybe getting used to it.
I'm not becoming immune to it.
Maybe you're taking my antihistamines.
No. Oh, smack of a talk of fire!
Oh, he's back.
Now, this is a big one for Judgmental to deal with. On the one hand, individual rights and human freedoms should be protected, and the lady has a right to do what she's doing. However, even doing so, she threatens the livelihoods of her employees, and their rights outweigh her own. And so this is my solution, Macmatophon. In order to protect your jobs, well, let her know you are concerned and do it a foreign. Cut letters out of the headlines in newspapers and from them. Manufacture the following message. Quit the Keno, or I will come at you with a big knife. And even if this doesn't work, it should at least make her talk of fire! Jesus.
Just get that stinky shit out of here.
What was the...
Just chuck it down there with that privet.
What did the judge say?
I don't know.
Say?
No.
All right.
Basically, you know, good advice though, as always.
It was good, was it?
Always good.
It was good. Oh, actually, I feel my...
And I've got a blocked nose to come with that.
My mouth feels quite refreshed.
Really?
Yeah. If you would like the judge to judge something, do send
such a pretty mouth.
Do send an email to PaulieB at Punky Radio. Well, you're my friend now. do send an email. Tony, it's like, the thing about it is, it's like when we kiss.
Yeah.
It's like our mouths just the right size and we just fit so well.
Oh.
I miss you, Tony. So, was the judge alright then? Because I've got no idea.
Yeah,
I've got
fine.
No idea. Alright, yeah. He was okay. Alright. If you have a judgmental email, poorly be at punkyradio.com, type your email, judgmental. Shall I talk about my car tax now?
Yeah, go on, man.
God, I've had a bit of a nightmare. Oh, I might save it, actually. Shall we get on with the next song and do a good long bit?
Yeah.
Right,
well,
okay.
We're on song five.
We're on song five, yeah.
Ooh.
We'll do a good long bit. Right, this next track is by a band called Disco Ensemble.
Disco,
right.
Nice.
Yeah. And apparently they're just about the biggest deal in Finland after Lordi.
Oh, we like Lordi.
Yeah,
well,
but,
I do.
But they're not, in my opinion, nothing compares to Sweatmaster.
True.
Because nothing compares to Sweatmaster. Right. Now, this is from a Full Steam Records sampler, which also features Flogging Molly and Gogo Bordello. Now, I do need to find out about this, because if we can play Gogo Bordello, I will do, because I really like them.
Yeah.
And the track on the sampler is my favourite Gogo Bordello song as well. So I am going to get in touch with Silk at Full Steam Records next week, because they've got this stuff under licence from Side One Dummy Records. So I don't know whether we can play it or not, because Side One Dummy have never given us permission to play fuck all.
Right.
So I do need to find out, but I would like to be able to play some Gogo Bordello. And if you haven't heard of them before, do track them down. They're a great band. Now, saying that, Disco Ensemble, I think these might be the ones. I'm not sure. I might have already missed my chance. But there's certainly one track we're playing this week that I think's a bit emo. Right? But it's from Finland, which the Finns call Suomi. So I'm calling this Suemo.
Alright.
But I might have been referring to a previous track, because frankly, it's the whole thing to say, I can't remember how this goes.
Oh.
We'll find out very shortly. What one knows, Tony? What's in MySpace page?
MySpace.com/.
You can't even remember what they're called, can you?
No, something Ensemble.
Yeah.
Disco Ensemble.
Yeah. It is. Disco Ensemble. It's an unassailable lead. It's Tony Ford, Paulie B in the internet nil. And this is, well, this is summed it up quite well, actually. This is why I think it's emo. It's called We Might Fall Apart. We'll be right back. Smashers Disco Ensemble, and We Might Fall Apart, and this is the Planet Smashers. We've been waiting all show for these, don't we?
Always waiting for the Planet Smashers.
You didn't get to see the Amphetamines, did you?
Didn't, no. No, we got
there. They
were
too late.
Went down to London on Thursday to watch Amphetamines gig in Soho at the San Moritz Club. Got there at 10 o'clock when the doors opened. Brilliant. Me and Steph was there. Great. Got a couple of drinks. Obviously, Jack Daniels and Coke. Great drink. Loved the place. Really
nice.
I
don't think you've mentioned her name before.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Did I just miss it?
Yeah.
All right.
The beautiful Stephanie.
Fair enough. Well, that's the cat's out of the bag now. That's counted out of that bag.
But we hung around till midnight, and the band still weren't playing in the main area. They were just like having a bit of a reggae kind of disco.
Right.
And she had work in the morning, and I thought, if they start any later than this, then there's no chance, so we had to leave at midnight.
That's a shame.
Yeah, but really nice place. I think we saw them walking around in general, but Amphetamine is, sorry about that, but we were there.
You think you had trouble over the weekend? Friday, I drive down to Southampton from Hertfordshire, because I went out in Hertfordshire Thursday night, and I got to the junction 16 of the M25, which is about halfway round the M25 before you get on the, well, a bit further down, before you get on the M3 to go down to Southampton.
Yeah.
And my temperature gauge just went fuck off, and I went, shit, head gasket. It's happened to me before, head gasket's gone. Nightmare. Dived on the hard shoulder, turned the engine off. It did cool down a little bit. I thought, I might have saved this. Phone up the AA, they were no help. They said, your meeting's not till Tuesday. No, phone up the AA, they were brilliant. They got a very nice man out in about 25 minutes, because being on the motorway, the M25, you are priority.
Yeah.
He gets out. I said, listen, mate, could be the head gasket. I don't know a lot about cars. I might just have run out of water. This thing has not been serviced in absolutely ages, and I've not looked under the bonnet or anything. Anyway, he says, well, look, get the bonnet open and have a look. Couldn't get the fucking bonnet open. Right. And I'm panicking now, because I've got to get to Southampton, right? There's no way around it. Anyway, we finally get the bonnet home. He has a look. Yes, it's run out of water, but he has to do all the relevant tests and things. So he's there for about half an hour. And the bonnet's up, obviously. When he's finished, he puts the bonnet down, goes to his van.
Yeah.
Because he's a very nice man in the big yellow van. Right. Yeah. Goes to his van to get the paperwork for me to fill in and all that. And I notice my tax disc and realise I'm a fucking month out of date. Yeah. Right. Which is like, you go to prison for less. Basically, in this country. And I'm going, oh, shit. And I'm thinking, fuck, and there's no way around it. I can't leave the car here. I've got to drive it somewhere. I've got to drive it to Southampton. Now, I knew the hotel I was staying in had an underground car park, so I'll be all right. So, anyway, we do all that. And I hadn't seen, on the whole journey, I hadn't seen one police car. Not one. Soon as I set off again, I'm surrounded by fucking rozzers, right? They're all over the place. And I'm thinking, one of them's going to see me tax disc. If I don't go to prison, I'm going to hell. Right, and I drove. Now, you know, I don't fuck about in the car. I'm fairly sedate, but I get on the motorway and I don't fuck about. 56 miles an hour for the remaining 80 miles of the journey.
Ooh.
In the middle lane like this. Oh, bloody hell, don't look at me, rozzers. Wah! 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 And I'm like, I was just got lucky, basically. So, got out of Southampton, parked the car in the car park under the hotel. Jury's in Southampton. It's on a roundabout. It's brilliant. I love roundabouts.
Yeah.
I actually slept on one for two nights. Well, no, one night, and then I'll explain. I did the gig on Friday in Southampton. That went all right. Saturday in the day, didn't dare drive anywhere. All I successfully did was go out, put some Punky Flyers out in a record shop.
Nice.
And get a 12-inch Saab, a foot long.
Which one?
I enjoyed a foot long in my mouth.
What if it fits?
I am fits. Oh, no, that's someone else fits. Yeah. Yeah, just about. I had the chicken teriyaki, sweet chicken teriyaki.
Ooh, tasty.
Yeah, with lettuce, tomatoes, green peppers.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know, Tony, it's healthy stuff, you don't like it.
Nah.
Mayonnaise, can you handle that?
Yep.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
A barbecue sauce?
And pepper. No, of course not.
Okay.
Barbecue. Right.
Barbecue.
So I went to the gig that night, and I thought, I'm going to drive home through the night, because then I'm less likely to be spotted driving illegally.
Yeah.
Gig went fucking brilliant Saturday, had a great time. As I was driving back, I didn't go the same way because I was going back up to Sherwood Forest. So I went up the A34. I went up the M3 a bit, then up the A34 that becomes the A43 to Northampton.
Yeah.
And as I was going up the A34, I suddenly thought, I'm going to drive past my mate Steve's pub here, just outside of Oxford. So I phoned him up, went, I might nip in for one. He went, no, you won't. I went, why not? He said, because you'll nip in for 10, I know you. I went, all right, fair enough. So anyway, got there, he said, right, have a pint, and then we'll go and get a curry. for after hours. And I went, Steve, I can't drive this car into the middle of Oxford.
Yeah.
Now, with no... He said, no, drive mine. I went, yeah, but it's gears. I haven't driven gears in 2 years. He went, it'll be a laugh. I went, all right. So, I got here, I went... drove out 1 mile an hour in third gear. What the fuck's going on? I was doing the clutch. Steve was changing the gears for me. Completely out of practice. Well, we got to Abingdon, where we were going to get the curry. Park up. And as if I haven't seen enough fucking Rozzers, I'm parked up in a bus stop while he nips to get the curry. He wants me to do a U-turn and turn round in a road I'm not supposed to. Two policemen come up and just stand behind the car. Not just having a fucking chat with each other.
Oh,
and I couldn't get out and go, look, excuse me, Rozzers, would you mind fucking off? I want to do an illegal U-turn and get me mate who's pissed, who's got a curry. I just had to sit it out until they fucked off. Anyway, we get the curry, we go back. Steve was right, had about 10, didn't have 10 pints, had enough to fall asleep. Got to bed about 3 in the morning, drove back, slightly hunger. Probably above the limit. I'm not recommending this to anyone. Drove back, probably above the limit, in an untaxed vehicle, back to... I might as well say, I've been living with you for a few months. You've said about Steph. I've been living with Tony for a few months. It's not like that.
No, it certainly ain't. It's not all that.
Let's just say things didn't work out the way that I hoped to in Poor World. Right, so then I thought, right, I've got to get this car taxed.
Yeah.
Could I find my insurance documents? No. Could I find my vehicle registration thing? No. Could I find my MOT certificate? No.
No.
Could I find my head? Basically, no. I'm thinking, oh, fuck. So I phoned up my mum, because a lot of my stuff's down at my mum's house at the moment. Bless her, she goes through every single box of stuff, can't find anything. Phoned up my old house, and no joy there. Turned the stuff I've got at your house upside down. Thought I'll go and have another look at the old house today. I did find some stuff, but I discovered that I found my insurance document insured the car obviously on the wrong house.
Yeah.
The MOT had expired the same time as the tax had. and I still couldn't find my logbook. So basically, the long and the short of it is, I'm starting from scratch. Starting again. But Nick, next door at the Punk, he's in the tree next door. He fixes cars in the tree next door.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to do it all tomorrow. And then I've got to go to DVLA in Nottingham to sort out all my new documents. I'm going to try and keep hold of these ones. I'm not proud of myself. I don't recommend it. Make sure you keep your car taxed. Make sure it's insured. And make sure if you're going to Southampton that you check for water before you go. Although if I had checked for water, I probably wouldn't have noticed the rest. Pros and cons, isn't it, mate?
That's my job in Southampton. I passed Silverstone. Do you go that way?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Is that the A43?
The A43. And then you nip down the M40 for one junction onto the A34, which bypasses Newbury, brings you on the M3 straight in, and then you're on the A33 to Southampton. Because I know me roads.
Yeah. I went for a stag night there a couple of years ago. End up in the local strip joint called Tusk.
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 Fucking hell, what was stripping in there?
Just the plaster.
Rhinos.
Yeah, they were actually. It wasn't the best place.
This weekend, very briefly, I've got a massive weekend of gigs. Thursday night, Henlow in Bedfordshire, Engineers Arms, a gig being run by me, featuring Steve Best and Pete Furman, both great acts. Friday night, last minute comedy show in Hitchin, a classic, features Adam Bloom and Rob Rouse. Saturday night, the new show in Letchworth. It's building. At Letchworth Arts Centre, details lastminutecomedy.com, features Rob Rouse again and Rob Deering, so two great acts there. Sunday, the Victoria Pub in Hitchin, another gig run by me, featuring Ian Cognito and Dan Willis, although we've question marks about Dan Willis, what with me just ringing him up and him being in Australia and all of that, could be a bit of a problem. Have you got anything you want to talk about? Bank Holiday Monday,
we might be going to a gig, or we are going to
a gig.
Cool.
Lucifer Star Machine, Purple Turtle, Camden. You can catch us there if I'm not dead after the four I've just done. Right, Tone, I just need to... here we go. Right then. Now, the last track on this week's Full Steam Records special is again by Sweatmaster. The thing about it is, we've got not one, not two, not three, but four Sweatmaster albums to give away. All you need to do is send your answer to the following question to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email... Sweatmaster competition.
Right.
What I want to know is, what label are all these bands signed to?
Nice.
The clue's in the title of the show. We've mentioned it a few times. I'm not going to do it again. I'm not going to make it that easy this week.
Right.
Because they're quality albums and you should all want them. So do send an email, paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Sweat Mask Competition. What label of all the bands we played on this week's show signed to? Right, now it's time for the last one, Tony. What I want to know is, what is the website of the record label that all these bands are signed to? I've just realised I've fucked this up.
We're not very good at this competition thing, are we?
At least it gives everyone a chance to enter if you get
okay.
it right.
Is it fullsteamrecords.net?
No, it's fullsteamrecords.com. Yes. Oh, should have made it a four-pointer. It's Tony 4, Paulie B in the Internet 2.
Oh, yes.
And this is another great song from the Sweatmaster album, Animal, which if you don't win it this week, fucking bye. And this is called Calling Satan, Let Me In.
It's very good.
I think we should make a point this year, Tone. At some point this year, we will fly to Europe and go and see Sweatmaster.
Yes. Well, you
how
did,
you feel
did
about
last
that?
Year, didn't you?
But I did
last
year.
Did you see them? Did you catch them?
Oh, yeah, I saw Sweatmaster. Yeah. It was Slide Shaker that I missed.
Right.
Oh, yes. We were even singing Song With No Words with the lead guitarist afterwards. We completely freaked him out. In fact, they might not let me in at one
but
of their
you did
gigs
call
again.
Them Slide Shaker.
No, yes. I did call them Slide Shaker.
Yeah,
rather
yeah.
embarrassingly.
Yeah, was,
they're lovely fellas. And Sasu, you're a legend. There you go. Do buy it. Do buy it. The album's called Animal. Oh, of course, if you don't win it this week by entering our competition, which of course you're all going to, seeing as we've given the answer away.
Yeah.
So make sure, very important this week, the one thing we really want you to do is to vote for us at Podcast Alley. PodcastAlley.com. You can find us at punkyradio.com. There's a link on there. Please vote. Please leave a comment. I know we ask you every week, but the start of the month is particularly important. It doesn't take you very long, and we really appreciate it. You help us out. Also, subscribe to us at iTunes. Visit myspace.com/punkyradio. Visit punkyradio.btpodshow.com, our official website, kind of.
Yeah.
And if you're on Facebook, have a fucking look.
Yeah.
Have a
add
look at the
friends.
Punky group. Probably the easiest way to do it is just type in punky into groups, find that, and you'll find us both on there.
Yeah.
That's probably the easiest way to do it. And then you go to the punky group first. Join the group. You see what I did then with my hand?
It was nice, wasn't it?
I was like some...
It's some wicked kid or
something. I'm out with my homos later.
Just but, don't bring him back.
Yeah, Facebook. Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah. It's all right.
I'm having a right laugh on it.
Because I prefer it to MySpace.
I found a way to be.
That's not hard, is
it? I found a way to be different to the other people on Facebook. And have been quite Pure Island Childish.
And I copied you.
And you copied me.
Because I'm not that intelligent.
You just copied me.
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
I'm not that clever.
That hadn't even occurred to
or
me.
Creative.
You just copied me.
Yeah. But, you know, I can't ever be as good as you on that.
You make me want to do some macaroni artwork. You really do. Yes. Thank you very much to Full Steam Records for sending us all the stuff this week. I hope you enjoyed the music. As I say, Sweatmaster, it's just a great, great album. Buy it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog! See you at the weekend.
But you can't, yeah. Shame on you.
I've got nothing to say.
Haven't you?
No.
Oh, fair enough, then. Leave it there.
Yeah.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.